chapter 35, reminded, rebuked and restored. Mark 10, 32-52 ESV. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him, and spit on him, and flog him, and kill him. And after 3 days he will rise." And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way.
Jesus reminds his disciples in greater detail about his coming rejection, suffering and death. His trial and resultant death sentence will be unconstitutional and unlawful. He will be falsely accused of having broken Jewish law. He will be executed for his alleged offence of blasphemy under Roman law, although he has not broken Roman law either. Jesus makes this striking prediction of his wicked mistreatment and death on his way to Jerusalem. Zebedee's sons, James and John, ask Jesus to give them what they ask. They want to sit at his right and left hands in glory. Jesus says they don't know what they ask. Jesus must drain the cup of suffering, his death on the cross, before resuming his rightful place on heaven's throne. He predicts their suffering, but is not allocating places in heaven. They are already prepared. The other 10 disciples resent the two brothers' selfish requests. Jesus reminds them all that a true servant qualifying for such promotion does not promote himself. The greatest person in glory will serve others humbly as a slave now. He adds, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus is the universe's greatest person, but he will plumb the depths of servanthood, even to die on a cross for us. Only his loving and gracious humility will enable him to die and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus gives sight to a blind man, Bartimaeus, in Jericho. this factual historic event again pictures a sinner turning from spiritual blindness that darkens his or her understanding. How this blind man comes to see, know, and follow Jesus is repeated spiritually whenever Jesus saves a guilty sinner. This helpless beggar can do nothing to save himself from sin's penalty, but cries out to Jesus for mercy. That is exactly how we come to Christ. Jesus willingly shows mercy to all who are sorry for their sins and call on him to forgive and change them. Bartimaeus calls Jesus Son of David, addressing him as the Messiah coming to save. Jesus stops and tells the people to call the blind man. They do so, telling him to take heart. They know how Jesus can change people. Throwing off his coat and springing to Jesus, he asks, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. He knows his need and shares it with Jesus. That is still how people come to him today. Jesus responds immediately, Go your way. Your faith has made you well. Jesus forgives immediately those who come to him sincerely. No one needs to ask Jesus twice for mercy to be saved. Bartimaeus sees again and follows Jesus. All receiving Christ's new life have their eyes opened. Now they see who Jesus really is. They start understanding biblical truth and follow Jesus. Is that your experience too?